Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series, Spiritual Authority. In this series, you will learn the authority that Christ has given to you. Join us for this series. It'll change your life. Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our teaching series, Spiritual Authority.
欢迎今天大家一起收看我们好消息电视台。我们这一次的系列是要讲到属灵权柄。
We're so glad that you've come to be with us.
很高兴大家今天一起来收看。
And in this series, we want to teach on spiritual authority.
我们在今天这个系列，我们要谈的是属灵的权柄。
And we want to equip you so you can operate in spiritual authority.
希望透过这个系列装备大家，让你知道怎么样的来运用你的属灵权柄。
God wants you to understand the authority He has made available for you.
神他希望你们每一个人知道你自己在他里面拥有什么样的权柄。
He also wants you to learn how to exercise that authority.
而且神也希望你要学会怎么样的来运用属灵权柄。
And to experience His power in your life.
借由这样的运用，你能够开始亲身经历到你身这样的一个大能。
In the first session in the series.
所以在我们这个系列的第一集
We're going to look at the Apostolic Commission.
我们要先来看的是这个使徒性的一个差派
Also called the Apostolic Mandate.
那我们也称为在中文我们就把它称为大使命
But before we do that, let's just look at the ministry of Jesus.
但是在我们看这个大使命之前先来看耶稣的事工
I want to read to you from Luke chapter 4.
我们一起来看路加福音第四章
In Luke chapter 4 and verse 31
从第四章三十一节开始
Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath.
耶稣下到加百农，就是加利利的一座城，在安息日教训众人。
And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught, his word was with authority.
他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他的话里有权柄。
Now in the synagogue, there was a man there who had an unclean demon.And he cried out with a loud voice.
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼的精气附着，大声喊叫说
Saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
哎，拿撒勒的耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
But Jesus rebuked the demon, saying, be quiet.Come out of him.
但是三十五节，耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，你从这人身上出来吧。”
And when the evil spirit had thrown him on the ground, it came out of him, and it did not hurt him.
鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间，就出来了，却也没有害他。
And they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What word this is! For with authority and power he commands unclean spirits." And they come out.
三十六节，众人都惊讶，彼此对问说：“这是什么道理呢？”因为他用权柄和能力吩咐污鬼，污鬼就出来。
This is an example of the ministry of Jesus to people.
这是我们看到耶稣他如何侍奉百姓。
Everywhere he went, people were tormented by evil spirits.
不管他走到哪里，他会遇到这样子被污鬼附着、被污鬼折磨的人。
Evil spirits had authority and exercised power over people.
所以我们可以看到邪灵在人的身上有他们的权柄和能力来折磨人。
When they do that, people are tormented.
所以当邪灵在一个人的身上开始动工的时候，就会折磨那个人。
But the ministry of Jesus was powerful.
但是耶稣他的侍奉是大有能力的。
He spoke with authority.
他一说话就是带着能力，带着权柄。
This was different to the words of the religious leaders.
那这个和一般的宗教领袖、宗教人士完全不一样。
They spoke words, but there was no authority in them.
各式各样的宗教人士说很多的话，但是里面没有权柄。
And they had no power in their ministry.
而且在他们的侍奉里头没有能力。
But Jesus was unique.
但是耶稣他很独特。
His ministry carried spiritual authority that was recognized by evil spirits.
在他所有的侍奉里面都带着那样的一个属灵的权柄，能够彰显出属灵的大能。
His ministry manifested the power of God that overcame evil spirits and sickness.
从他的侍奉里头，我们都可以看到可以释放出神的大能，然后能够克服、战胜过各式各样不同的邪灵。
In doing this, Jesus came to reveal the heart of our Father in heaven.
所以当耶稣这么做的时候，我们就看到耶稣他之所以来到地上，就是要彰显天父。
Jesus demonstrated the love our Father has.
而且主耶稣他也透过他的侍奉来彰显天父对我们的爱。
And his desire to restore us into relationship.
让我们看到天父就是要能够恢复我们，恢复和他的关系。
To restore spiritual authority to us.
更要恢复在我们里面的属灵权柄。
And to empower us so we live with no fear of evil spirits.
而且给我们这样的大能，让我们不再活在这种对邪灵的恐惧底下。
So in the series, we want to explore this idea of spiritual authority.
所以我们在这一次这个系列要一起来探索所谓的属灵权柄。
And understand what God has given to us.
然后能够去明白神到底给了我们什么。
How we take hold of it for ourselves.
然后我们要怎么样的能够掌握住这个东西。
And how we exercise spiritual authority.In our life,
以及怎么样在我们的日常生活当中能够不断地运用出这个属灵权柄。
Notice that Jesus was recognized because he had authority and power.
我们能够从刚刚的经文就看到，主耶稣因着他身上的权柄和大能，不断地被人认出来。
The word authority means this.
所谓的权柄这个字
，It is a legal right to speak and act on behalf of God.
他所讲的就是因着神，他能够为着神的缘故，他有这样的一个合法的权柄、权力来说话。
It's delegated to you.
那所以这样的一个权柄是由神来分配给你的。
It is given to you by God.
是由神分配给你的。
The ability to minister in His authority and represent Him.
能够有从神那边得到的这样的一个能力来做神要做你要你做的侍奉。
The word power is the word dunamis.
所谓的能力，也就是这个希腊原文的 dunamis.
And it means the spiritual ability to carry out the exercise of authority.
那也是代表这样的一个属灵上面的能力能够来去彰显出来。
So we're going to look now at the apostolic commission.
那接下来我们来看所谓的大使命。
And let's explore what Jesus planned for his followers.
那我们来看看这个主耶稣他对他跟随他的人他有什么样的心意。
So when we look in Luke chapter 10 and verse 1,
我们一起打开路加福音的第十章第一节。
It said, After these things, the Lord appointed another 70, and he sent them two by two before his face to every city and place,That he himself would come.
从第一节开始，这事以后，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面，往自己所要到的各城各地方去。
Now Jesus had gathered 12 apostles to himself.
在这之前，主耶稣他先选了十二位使徒。
It tells us in Mark chapter 3.
这是在马可福音的第三章。
That he appointed the 12.
是主耶稣他亲自的设立这十二个人。
In verse 14, he chose the 12 apostles.
我们在第十四节看到他选出这十二位使徒。
And he appointed them to be with him.
而且呢是吩咐他们要常和自己同在。
All ministry flows out of the presence of Jesus.
所以从这句话我们看到所有各式各样的侍奉都来自于我们和耶稣的这样的同在。
All ministry flows out of connection to him.
所有的侍奉都一定源自于和他的关系。
Power flows out of connection to him.
能力也是来自于我们连结于耶稣。
But when he chose the 12 apostles,
所以当主耶稣他选了这十二个使徒，
he ordained or appointed that they would be with him in relationship with him.
然后他就设立他们或者我们所谓的按立他们，然后吩咐他们要和自己同在。
And then that he might send them out to preach.
然后为的是之后能够差他们出去传道。
That word send is a specific word.
那这个差它是一个很特别的字。
In the original language, it's the word apostello.
它在原来的希腊文就是 apostello.
They all knew what that meant.
那所有当时候的人一听到这个字都知道它的意思。
When a Roman general was sent out to conquer a territory,
就是在那个时候罗马帝国时代任何一个将军被派出去。
He would go forth and overcome opposition.
他会出去去征服当地的一些的当地的百姓。
And he would establish the cultures and law of Rome in that place.
征服了之后然后他的另外一个使命就是要把他们罗马人的文化带到那个国那个地方。
So the word associated with that is apostello, to send out on a mission.
所以一个被差派出去去做去打仗，以及把这个文化传出去的那一个字就是 apostolo。
So Jesus planned to commission his disciples。
所以我们看到主耶稣呢，他就是他为他使徒的一个计划，就差他们出去。
This is what is called the apostolic commission。
那这个就是我们所谓的大使命。
It is a mission given to us or given to the church by Jesus Christ.
那应该也就是说，这是一种使徒性的差派，这是从主耶稣给他教会发出的。
And its nature is apostolic.
那这一个它的本性就是一种啊，它的属性就是使徒性。
To break into new territory.
这使徒性的意思是要打开新的疆界。
To advance the kingdom of God.
要能够扩展神的国。
To overcome spiritual opposition.
而且要能够征服各式各样属灵的敌挡。
To defeat evil spirits.
要征服各样战胜各样邪灵。
And to establish God's order in that place.
然后在那个地方奠定神他的整个次序。
So when the kingdom of God is established.
所以一旦神的国能够在那地方。
Jesus taught it happens by overcoming demons.
那神啊，主耶稣他清楚教导，这是要借由我们克战胜邪灵。
And the result is the peace of God and the joy of the Holy Spirit manifest in people's lives.
那结出的果子就是神的平安喜乐能够在当地的百姓的身上彰显。
So Jesus appointed the 12.
所以主耶稣他设立十二个人。
With the purpose of sending them out.
带着这个目的是要差派他们出去
，apostolically commissioning them，
是一个使徒性的差派
，to advance the kingdom of God，
为了扩展神的国。
How would that be？
那要怎么做呢
？He gave them power to heal sicknesses and cast out demons。
就是第十五节讲的，但是我们中文的翻译少了一个字，就是要给他们权柄赶鬼医病。
So he sent them with a message。
所以给他们一个信息
，a message of the kingdom of God。
那这个信息就是要扩展神的国。
And he gave them power to accompany that message。
但是又给他们能力，能够传讲这个信息。
Power over sicknesses。
这个能力是战胜疾病。
Power over evil spirits。
这个能力是战胜邪灵。
So authentic Christianity。
所以当我们讲到所谓的基督教
，as Jesus presented it。
那我们从耶稣身上看到的
，as Jesus modeled it，
或者他所示范的
，there is a demonstration of power。
你会发现他一定会彰显出来。
Whenever God's kingdom advances，
所以每一次只要扩展神的国
，evil spirits are overcome，
就会看到邪灵被战胜。
Because the power of God is present to do this，
那是因为神他大能的同在就会带下这样的结果。
Now many people think the apostolic commission was limited to the 12 apostles。
但是很多基督徒会认为说，所谓使徒性的差派或权柄只局限于那十二个使徒。
We read in Luke 10 verse 1。
但是我们刚才在路加福音第十章一节看到。
After these things，
就是这事以后。
After what things？
什么事情？
After he'd sent the 12 out，
就是在他差派十二个使徒出去之后，
he sent another 70 disciples，
他又差派了七十个使徒或门徒。
They were not the 12 apostles，
这七十个不是那十二个使徒。
They were another 70 followers of Jesus Christ，
他们是另外七十个跟随耶稣的人。
And it said he appointed the 70 others，
那所以这边我们看到他设立这七十个人。
And he sent them two by two before his face to every city and place he himself was about。
而且差派他们就是两个两个的，在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去。
And he gave instructions about their ministry.
而且很清楚的吩咐他们该怎么去做服事。
Instructions what his followers would do.
很清楚的指示他们应该怎么做。
And in verse 9 it says, heal the sick and declare the kingdom of God has come near to you.
就是在第九节讲到说，你要医治那城里的病人，对他们说，神的国临近你们了。
So in addition to the 12 he sent out,
所以除了 原先差派的十二个人，
he commissioned another 70,
他又设立另外七十个，
by lifting them up to a new level.
而且就把他们抬高到另外一个层次。
After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others.
所以刚刚第一节讲，这事以后主又设立七十个人。
They had become followers of Jesus.
因为这七十个人成了耶稣的门徒。
They had listened to his teaching.
他们一直都听着耶稣的教导。
They submitted to his leadership.
然后愿意委身于他的领导力。
And now he appointed them.
而且这个时候，耶稣就设立他们。
That word means to lift them up to a different sphere of operating.
所谓的设立或案例，指的就是把他们在属灵里面呢，把他们提升到另外一个境界。
And commission them to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out evil spirits.
然后能够差遣他们要出去传讲神国的福音，并且医病赶鬼。
They were not apostles; they were disciples of Jesus Christ.
但是重点是，这七十个人不是那十二个使徒，他们乃是跟随耶稣的。
But they were also sent by him.
但是也是同样接受了耶稣的差派。
They were commissioned by him in the same way he commissioned the apostles.
那是按照当初那十二个使徒同样一个方式接受差派。
So a believer may not be an apostle.
换句话说，一个信徒你不见得是使徒。
That is a fivefold ministry gift.
这所谓的这个使徒是以弗所书五重职事里面其中一个。
Called to equip the body of Christ.
那这五重职事是蒙召要来装备基督的身体。
So God has given five ministries.
所以神呢，他赐给教会五个服事。
That would be equipping ministries for the body of Christ.
这五种职事是为了要装备基督的身体。
They're found in Ephesians 4 verse 11.
这是在以弗所书第四章十一节讲到的。
And now he has given some apostles.Some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry.
这个四章十一节就讲到说，主耶稣他就叫一些做使徒、做先知，然后又叫一些做教师、做传福音和做牧师的，为了是要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
So each of the fivefold ministries,
所以这五重职事的每一种
is given a particular anointing, a particular empowering.
都从神那边得到他很特定的一些的恩膏和能力
，that enables them to equip God's people，
好来装备神的百姓。
But the outcome is God wants to equip you。
那所以整个结果就是要知道神要装备你
，so you can advance the kingdom of God wherever you are。
好，让你不管到哪里去都能扩展神的国。
And to do that, He wants you to have spiritual authority。And spiritual power.
为了这个目的，所以神他要给你属灵的权柄和这样的能力。
So a believer may not be an apostle.
所以一个信徒你可能不是使徒。
An equipper of the body of Christ.
换句话说，就不是站在一个装备圣徒的职事上。
But they do have a commission.
但是你确实有得到一个命令。
Sent and equipped with spiritual authority and spiritual power.
被差派出去，要能够去运用，彰显出属灵的权柄和大能。
In verse 17 of Luke 10, we see the 70 return.
继续看这个十章十七节，这七十个人回来。
And they said, Lord, even demons are subject to us in your name.
他们说，主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。
And he said, Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy.And nothing shall in any means hurt you.
十九节，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this that spirits are subject to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
二十节，然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
So the 70 accomplished that specific mission.
这边是看到七十个人达成了神的任务
，and they were filled with joy
啊，因为达成充满喜乐
，because they experienced exercising spiritual authority，
因为他们亲身经历到了这个运用属灵权柄的结果
，they felt the power of God flow through them，
他们感受到那个神的大能从他们身上出去
，Lord， even demons are subject to us，
所以他们很开心说主啊，就连这个邪灵他们都这个就是来顺服我们
，and Jesus rejoiced in this，
那当然主耶稣跟他们一起欢喜
，He said I have given you。Authority.
他说是的，我已经把权柄给你们。
I've given you a legal right to speak and act on my behalf.
我已经给你们这样一个合法的权利，让你们能够为了我的缘故说话。
And that authority is over all the supernatural power of the enemy.
那这种权柄呢，能够战胜所有一切属灵的邪灵权势。
No doubt that evil spirits carry some levels of power.
我们要知道。任何一种属灵的这种邪灵权势，他们都有某种的能力。
But we do not live in fear of them.
但是我们不是活在那种恐惧底下。
Because the plan of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣他的计划是。
Is that ordinary believers.
他说所有的相信的人。
Would be given authority and power over evil spirits.
都会得着这样的一个大能，能够来战胜仇敌，战胜邪灵。
So we notice the 12 were sent out.
所以我们知道。有十二个使徒被差派
，and then the 70 were sent out.
然后有七十个门徒被差派
，and then we look at the book of Mark.
那我们再来看马可福音
，in chapter 16,
在第十六章
，and we find the commission to the church.
我们看到这是耶稣对教会的大使命。
And verse 15, he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
在第十五节，他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”
So this is the mandate given to the church.
所以这个是给教会的命令。
It is the apostolic commission.
这是一个使徒性的命令差派。
It is given for us to go and advance the kingdom of God.
这是要我们每一个人都要出去扩展神的国度。
And he says in verse 70, these signs will follow those who believe.
然后在十七节讲到说，信的人必有神迹随着他们。
In my name, they'll cast out evil spirits.
就是奉我的名赶鬼。
Speak a new tongue.
说新方言。
Take up servants.
手能拿。
If they drink anything deadly, it won't hurt them.
若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。
They lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
手按病人，病人就必好了。
Notice the first sign he indicates is evidence for people following him.
所以我们先看到第一个，他讲到相信的人一定会有一个证据出来。
These signs will follow them that believe.
会有这样的一个明证出来。
They will cast out evil spirits.
那是什么样的明证证据呢？就是他们可以赶鬼。
So first, Jesus gave authority to the apostles.
所以首先，耶稣先把权柄给使徒。
Then to the 70.
然后给七十个人。
Now to the whole church.
然后接下来是给整个教会。
Every believer.
换句话说，所有的信徒。
God wants you to understand the spiritual authority you have.
所以神他要你明白在你身上的属灵权柄。
And know how to exercise it.
然后要你知道怎么运用。
And to experience the reality of His power flowing through you.
接下来要去经历到这样的大能能够透过你彰显出来。
This is what the commission's all about.
那这就是所有的这个神的差派的意义。
Now Jesus' commission to the church.
我们知道耶稣他差派教会。
Reflects the original mandate given to man.
那这个它其实反映出来的是神原本对人的一个计划。
This is the first apostolic mandate.
那这个是首先第一次出现的使徒性差派。
It's found in Genesis chapter 1.
这是在创世纪的第一章。
And verse 27 and 28.
在Verse 7,
27, 28.
Now
God created man in his own image and his own likeness. In the image of God, he created a male and female, he created them.
27节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it.
第二十八节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理。”
So notice the mandate given to the original creation of God, Adam and Eve.
所以我们在这地方看到，神在一开始他对他所创造的人，他给的命令。
Be fruitful, bear forth fruit.
就是你要生养众多。
God's plan is we be productive.
所以神他要我们人做到第一件事情，要生很多孩子。
Multiply.
那你要生养众多是要倍增
的。Have children, multiply your influence.
要这个意思就是说要倍增你的影响力。
Fill the earth.
然后充满地面。
Span the kingdom of God.
遍满地面，扩展神的国度。
And subdue.
然后要治理。
Notice he gives the word subdue.
这个中文是翻译成治理。
That means to rule and reign as an ambassador of heaven, someone delegated as a representative of God.
这个治理它的含义讲到的是说，我们要作为一个天上的天国的代言人，然后在这个地上能够去运用出彰显出他所给我们的这个权利。
So part of the original mandate.
所以我们看到这个起初原创的这样的一个命令
was to be fruitful and multiply.
就首先是要能够生养众多
but it was also to subdue and have dominion.
但还有我们要治理这个天上和地上
That meant there was an enemy that had to be overcome.
换句话说，要治理就代表我们是有仇敌的
And in order to do it, Adam needed to assert authority.
所以为了要能够胜过仇敌亚当夏娃就必须要有权柄。
So the original Adam and Eve, the original creation,
所以这起初受造的人亚当夏娃
were given spiritual authority and spiritual power,
他们得到属灵的权柄和能力
and with it the ability to subdue everything that would oppose the will of God,
而且得到这样的一种治理的权利能力能够来代表神治理。
They were not given dominion over people,
他们也得到这样的能力，能够治理人。
But over God's creation.
他们这个能力是要来治理这个地上的受造物。
So they were jointly given commission.
所以我们就看到他们和从神那边也得到这样的命令。
To act as God's delegated representatives.
要作为神在地上的代言人。
Authority comes from God.
所以要知道权柄来自神。
All authority comes from him.
所有的权柄都来自于神。
He created the earth.
是他创造地上。
And because he's the creator, all authority rests with him.
那就因为是他创造的，所有的权柄也来自于他。
But he delegates some of that authority.
但是他把部分的权柄分出去。
For us to fulfill the role that he's called us to do.
好让我们人在地上能够去完成他所吩咐我们完成的任务。
God is all powerful.
所以我们要知道神是全能的。
Power belongs to God.
那所有的能力来自于他。
So when God delegates authority to a person,
所以当神把一个权柄分给一个人，
He will give them the supernatural power to be able to fulfill that.
也就会给那个人超自然的能力，让他可以完成任务。
If he gave them authority with no power, they could not function.
如果他只给这个人一个权柄却没有能力，他就无法完成任务。
But if they had power without authority, they were operating illegally.
可是如果这个人是有能力却没有权柄，那表示他是在一个不合法的状况之下在运行。
So the original apostolic commission,
所以我们要知道在起初原来的这样的一个使徒性
差派 began in Genesis,
就是在创世纪里头。
And when they failed,
当亚当夏娃他们堕落了。
God sent Jesus to recommission us.
那么神就差派耶稣来重新的差派我们相信的人。
And restore authority and power to us.
然后在我们的生命里头恢复这样的权柄和能力。
Join us again in a few minutes.
我们待会再回来继续谈。
As we continue on the apostolic commission.
继续的来看这使徒性的差派。
Welcome back to Good TV and to our new series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家继续收看我们好消息，在这一次这个系列关于属灵权柄。
And this session is on the apostolic commission.
我们这一集要谈的是关于这种使徒性的差派。
We saw how Jesus carried authority and spiritual power as he ministered.
我们先前有来看到主耶稣他是怎么样的来运用他属灵的权柄。
And we've seen how he delegated that power first to his apostles.Then to 70 disciples, then to the whole church.
然后又看到主耶稣他在离开之前，他先设立了十二个使徒，差派他们，然后差派七十个，然后差派整个教会。
And we looked in Genesis chapter 1.
后来我们又看到创世纪第一章。
We found in verse 28, God designed us to have dominion.
从二十八节看到，神他一开始创造我们的时候，就是要我们能够有这样的能力。
No one can be happy when they're under bondage.
没有一个人能够活在这种束缚底下。
We're designed to have spiritual authority and to exercise it in our area of responsibility.
神原本创造我们，就是要我们能够活出我们他所给我们的权柄，然后在我们的生命当中不断地运用这个权柄。
Let's read what it says in Psalm 8 verses 5 to 6.
我们来看诗篇的第八篇第五和第六节。
We'll pick it up in verse 4.
我们从第四节看。
And the psalmist is writing, What is man that you are mindful of him, that you think about him so much?
诗人在这个地方说，人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
And the son of man that you visit him.
你叫他比世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
So he's marveling that God thinks constantly about people, about you, and wants you to experience him.
所以这个诗人他已经感受到，人原来一直都在神的心头上。
For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands.
从第五节开始，你叫他就是人比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物。
So in the Bible, in verse 5,
所以在这个圣经里头第五节
it says that God has made us a little lower, and the word there is not angels; it's the word Elohim, God.
那我们看到中文是讲到说，你叫他比天使微小一点，但是小字里面讲说或译成神。
Which means God made us a little lower than Himself and designed us that we would have dominion over the world that He'd created.
所以从原文来看，是神他起初他创造我们，只是比神的地位再微小一些，然后让我们能够在地上管理他所造的一切万物。
It says you have crowned man with glory and honor.
而且讲到说，神用荣耀尊贵做人的冠冕。
And the word crown is it means an ornamental headgear that a king would wear or a head of state, symbolizing that they govern or rule.
那所谓的冠冕，我们知道在远古时候有国王的这种地位，他们只要一戴上这个王冠， 它象征的就是它能够来管理治理整个国家。
So the psalmist is marveling about man.
所以诗人他对于神所造的人感到非常惊叹。
Who are we, Lord, that you constantly think about us and that you want to encounter and experience us in relationship?
他就想到说，神啊，我们人算得了什么？你竟然随时随地都把我们放在你的心头上。
You've made us in your image, just a little lower than yourself.
而且你是照着你的形象样式造了我们，让我们比你只是微
小一点。You have given us authority so we might represent you on the earth.
而且你也给我们权柄，好让我们能够在地上做你的代言人。
And you've made us to have dominion over the works of your hands.
让我们也能够来治理你所造的这一切万物。
So God has given us authority in the earth.
所以我们看到神给我们权柄在这地上。
Not authority over people, but a spiritual authority.
这个权柄不是管理人，而是属灵的一种权柄。
To overcome all opposition to His kingdom，
是要能够胜过他在他所有一切抵挡他国度的一切权势。
Let's read this in another passage in Psalm 149。
我们再来看诗篇的一百四十九篇。
In Psalm 149，
在诗篇一百四十九篇。
And it tells us in verse 5 and 6。
第五、第六节。
It says, we'll read it in verse 4.
我们从第四节看。
For the Lord takes pleasure in His people.
因为耶和华喜爱他的百姓。
And He will beautify the humble with salvation.
他要用救恩当作谦卑人的装饰。
God delights in you. He likes you.
所以你要知道神非常喜悦你。
Then it says, let the saints be joyful in glory.
第五节，愿圣民因所得的荣耀高兴。
Let them sing aloud on their beds.
愿他们在床上欢呼。
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth.
愿他们口中称赞神为高。
And a two-edged sword in their hand.
手里有两刃的刀。
To execute vengeance on nations and punishment on peoples, and bind their kings with chains and their nobles with iron.
要报复列邦，刑罚万民，要用链子捆他们的君王，用铁链锁他们的大臣。
To execute on them the written judgment, this honor have all his saints.
要在他们身上施行所记录的审判。
So David is writing prophetically.
所以这是大卫写下来一种先知性的诗歌。
He's seeing something to come.
他看到未来要发生的事。
And he's saying there's an honor God has given to all of his believers and followers.
所以他这边看到说，神已经把荣耀赏赐给所有相信他、跟随他的百姓。
Firstly, to enjoy him in worship and praise.
所以首先第一个是我们这些圣民要在这种称赞、极大的称赞里头与神连接。
Praise and worship open the heavens to us.
所以我们要知道，敬拜赞美会为我们打开天上的门。
Praise and worship bring the presence of God to us.
敬拜赞美会带下神的同在。
But he said he's given authority to us as well.
但是不止如此，神也给我们权柄。
When the Bible's talking about the two-edged sword,
所以当我们看到圣经讲到两刃的刀，
it's not talking about literal enemies and literal swords.
他讲到的不是真正这种我们从字眼上看到的仇敌或刀。
In Ephesians and Hebrews 4:12, it says the word of God.Is sharper than a two-edged sword.
我们看到在希伯来书第四章十二节也讲到说，这个神的话语如两刃的剑。
So as God's people worship Him.
所以当神的百姓敬拜他。
As they delight in Him and enjoy Him.
然后看到神也喜悦他的百姓。
He gives them authority.
那神就会把权柄赐给他们。
Through His word.
透过他的话语赏赐。
To be able to subdue evil spirits.
为了是要能够治理胜过一切邪灵。
To overcome evil spirit beings.
然后征服所有一切的邪灵。
And to bind them in chains, spiritual chains.
而且能够用属灵的链子捆绑他们。
And to declare over them the judgments God set against them.
而且要在他们的身上能够来施行出来所记录的审判。
And this is an honor given to every saint.
那这个是神他应许要给所有的圣民的。
When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary,
当主耶稣他死在十字架上，
He won back for us the authority Adam had lost.
他就把这一个当初亚当所丧失掉的权柄再一次给我们。
He overcame the devil.And every evil spirit.
他胜过所有的魔鬼和邪灵。
Now I guess he could have got rid of all the demons and put them in hell once and for all.
那我想我们可能会想说， 那他应该那时候就把所有的邪灵都赶走就好。
But instead, he planned something for us.
但是耶稣没有这么做，他有别的计划。
That we would act as his representatives on the earth.
他乃是要我们每一个相信的，在他地上做代言人。
Subduing demonic spirits anywhere we find them.
不管我们走到哪里，只要看到有魔鬼邪灵，就克服他们。
And establishing God's presence and His ways in the earth.
然后能够按照神的方式，在这地上奠定神的国度。
The basic weapon of our warfare.Is speaking the word of God.
那我们要知道，我们在这个属灵征战当中的基本的一个武器，就是说出神的话。
So when Jesus died on the cross,
所以当耶稣死在十字架上
，He won back the authority that had been lost.
他重新夺回这一个人所丧失的权柄。
I want to show you two verses.
我们来看另外两节经文。
One is found in Luke chapter 4.
一个是在路加的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
And Jesus was tempted by the devil.
在这地方看到主耶稣受到魔鬼的试探。
And in verse 5 and verse 6,
到了第五节、第六节
，The devil took him up on a high mountain.
魔鬼把他领到山上
，and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
然后在霎时间就让他看到天下的万国。
And he said, "All of this authority I will give to you and their glory."
然后这个魔鬼就对耶稣说：“这一切的权柄、荣华，我都要给你。”
For it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish.
因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
So Jesus was given a vision of all the kingdoms of this world.
所以这个时候，耶稣他在异象里头看到所有的这个地上列国万邦。
And the devil said, "The authority over them has been delivered to me."
然后魔鬼清楚地讲到说。胜过来，掌管这地上万国的权柄已经给我了。
The word delivered is the word to betray an entrustment.
所谓的交付呢，这个字的原文讲到是透过出卖、背叛交托出去的。
To betray a trust that someone has given you.
这个交付是什么？是出卖、背叛一个原本托付给你的。
The devil is referring to Adam and Eve.
所以。魔鬼他这个地方讲交付这个字，指的就是当初的亚当夏娃。
Adam and Eve were given vast spiritual authority and power.
在当时候，亚当夏娃他们所得到的这个权柄能力非常大。
But they betrayed that entrustment.
但是他们出卖了，背叛了。
When the devil said it's been delivered to me,
所以当魔鬼讲说原是交付我的
，He's saying it's been betrayed.
他意思是说这个东西是背叛的。
It's been handed over to me.
因为背叛，所以交到我手上了。
We remember in the Garden of Eden how the devil came to Adam and Eve.
记不记得在伊甸园，魔鬼是怎么样的出现在亚当夏娃面前
？And he tempted them to walk away from the commands of God.
他引诱他们两个人来远离了神的命令。
By sowing doubts in their heart about how good God is.
那是借由在他们的心中撒下一个怀疑的种子。
And when they did that,
所以当亚当夏娃接受了
sin into the world.Destruction entered the world.
那这个罪和败坏进入世界。
Sickness entered the world.
疾病也进入世界。
And evil spirits seized their authority.
那魔鬼就抓住这样的一个权柄。
And began to use it against them.
那开始就用这个权柄来开始抵挡破坏人们。
When the devil takes from you the authority God has given you.
所以当魔鬼他从你的身上夺走原本神给你的权柄。
By sin or temptation or deception.
可能是透过犯罪或者是欺。
He will use it against you.
他拿到从你身上拿到这个权柄之后，就会来抵挡你。
Jesus never argued with the devil's claim that he had this authority.
那我们看到耶稣他从来没有跟魔鬼来辩论说魔鬼他所拥有的这份权柄。
But he rebuked the devil.
但他反而是斥责魔鬼。
And refused to yield to him.
而且拒绝来降服于魔鬼。
So in Jesus' personal life.
所以我们看到耶稣的身上
，He resisted and overcame the devil.
他不断的抵挡，然后胜过魔鬼。
In his public ministry, he resisted and overcame the devil.
他在所有的公众场合里头，也是不断的来拒绝抵挡魔鬼。
When he went to the cross, he resisted and overcame the devil.
他死在十字架上也是一样，抵挡魔鬼，以至于他战胜。
So now we read in Matthew chapter 28.
我们来看马太福音的第28章。
That's another statement of the Great Commission.
这是我们看到这一个大使命的另外一种描述方式。
Jesus has appeared to his disciples.
这个时候是主耶稣向他的门徒彰显。
And he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth."
这个地方他说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So when Jesus was obedient to the Father and died on the cross,
所以当主耶稣顺服他的天父，然后死在十字架上
，He overcame the devil.
他就战胜了魔鬼
，and stripped from him all the authority, the legal right to act.
然后就从魔鬼的身上夺走所有一切他拿到的偷走的权柄。
All that authority that Adam lost was restored to Jesus.
当年亚当夏娃他们所丧失的一切权柄能力，耶稣他都夺回来。
So Jesus arose from the dead.
然后当耶稣他从死里复活
，and makes this declaration.
他就做出这样的宣告。
All authority.
他说所有的权柄。
All spiritual authority.
所有属灵的权柄。
All right to rule and represent God the Father on the earth and in heaven.
所有能够在地上天上能够为神来做代言人的这样的权柄。
It's been given to me.
现在都赏赐给我了。
Now I'm going to commission you.
现在要轮到我差派你们。
Effectively, he says, I have done my work.
因为他已经说我完成了我的任务。
Now I want you to continue my work.
现在换成你们要来持续完成我的任务。
I want you to act as my representatives.
现在要由你们做我的代言人。
So I am commissioning you.
所以我要差派你们。
He said, go.
他说你们要去。
Go.
去。
Go.
要去。
It's not a suggestion.
所以不是建议而已。
It's a command.
是一个命令。
It's a commission.
是一个差派。
And sometimes the word commission.
有的时候我们中文所谓的差派。
It means a mandate.
它包含了命令。
It means a command.
它也包含了指派。
In the army, an officer is commissioned.
所以我们可以看到在军队里头这个司令官他会给出命令。
They are put in a position.
然后他会给这样的一个位置
，and they're given a responsibility to fulfill a command.
然后在这个位置里头，他就会相对的会相同的会得到他的一个能力和这样的权利。
And Jesus has commissioned the church.
所以这个地方看到耶稣给教会命令
，Go.
他说你们要去
，make disciples of all nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
So in other words, Jesus' mandate or commission to the church.
所以我们看到耶稣给教会的命令和差派。
Every believer is called to go.
就是每一个相信的人，他都蒙召要出去。
Every believer is commissioned by Jesus to represent him.
每一个信徒，他都已经得到这样的命令，要作为神的代言人。
Go into the government.
你要去到政府里头。
Go into business.
要去到这个商业界里头。
Go into media.
要去去到媒体。
Go into the sports.
进去到运动界
，Go into the arts，
要进去到艺术里头
；Go into the sciences，
进去这个科学界
；Go into the education，
进去教育界
；Go into the community，
进去到社区
；Into the medical area，
还有这个医药环境
；Every area，
所有的领域里
，Make disciples of whole nations，
在这些领域里面要为要让万民做神的门徒。
That doesn't take place in a church meeting。
那这些不会在教会里头发生。
That takes place when believers become empowered.
这些是在当我们信的人呢得到这样的能力。
Identify what God has called them to do.
然后认明了、认清了神呼召他们要去做的事。
And begin to pray and labor to advance the kingdom of God.
然后开始祷告，并且能够为这样的一个命令能够开始努力的去做。
So when God commissions the church,
所以当神他命令差派教会
，It means He gives us a responsibility.
换句话说，他给我们责任了。
And with that responsibility, you are given authority.
那随同这个责任，神也给我们权柄。
We'll explore that authority in another session.
我们在下一集会来讨论、来探讨这个权柄。
We want to understand what is authority.
我们要来明白什么叫做权柄。
What do we have authority to do?
然后这个权柄可以拿来做什么
？How do we exercise that authority？
那要怎么样的运用、操练出来呢
？But God has commanded the church。
但是知道神他已经差派命令教会
，to go into the world，
要进去到世界里头
，and advance the kingdom of God，
在世界里头扩展神的国。
This cannot be done。
那这样的行为
，unless believers understand we carry spiritual authority，
是除非信徒真的明白到我们身上有属灵权柄才能达到。
A legal right to represent Jesus Christ，
就是我们有这样的一个合法的权利做耶稣的代言人。
A legal right to represent God on the earth，
有合法权利做神在地上的代言人。
To speak and act and advance His kingdom。
然后能够代表神来扩展神的国度，说出他的话语。
But in order to do this，
但为了要达到这个
，we also need the power of God。
我们同样需要从神得到能力。
So in the book of Acts，
所以我们来看《使徒行传》
chapter one，
第一章。
Jesus is speaking to the church after he's risen。
这个是看到耶稣他从死里复活之后对教会说话。
And in verse four of Acts chapter one，
我们看到在第一章的第四节
，he said he commanded them。
我们看到耶稣命令他们
Don't leave Jerusalem.
吩咐他们不要离开耶路撒冷
Wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard from me.
要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的
For John baptized in water.
他说约翰是用水施洗
Soon you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗
And verse 8, he said, "You shall receive power."
第八节，他说你们就必得着能力。
When the Holy Spirit comes on you.
当圣灵降临在你们身上。
And you will be witnesses to me.
你们就要做我的见证。
In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all the ends of the earth.
就是在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极。
So God has commissioned the church.
所以神差派教会。
Given a mandate or commission to every believer.
给他们一个命令，一个任务要去做。
When we follow Jesus Christ,
当我们说要跟随耶稣基督，
we are entitled to exercise spiritual authority on His behalf.
我们就有权利能够为他做代言人。
He sends also His Holy Spirit.
然后这个时候，耶稣他神他派了他的圣灵
to baptize us.
要为我们施洗
and empower us.
给我们能力
so we can fulfill this commission.
让我们能够达成任务。
Notice he said, wait till you've received the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们记得他在第四节讲说你要等候让你得着这个能力。
So although he'd commissioned the church and given them authority,
所以虽然神已经命令他们要然后给差派他们也要给他们权柄。
They needed power to carry it out.
但是他们需要得到能力才能做出来。
That commission is for the church.
这个神他已经差派他的教会。
Spiritual authority is for each of us.
然后我们也知道我们得到属灵权柄。
And the power of God is available to us.
接下来要知道神也把能力赏赐给我们。
Every person can receive the power of God into their life.
所以每一个人都可以从神那个地方得到属灵的能力。
But it's for a purpose.
但是是有一个目的。
That we can represent the reality of Jesus and make Him known.
就是能够为神为耶稣能够做一个代言人。
Pray for the sick.
为病人祷告
Release the power of God to see them healed.
释放出神的大能让他们得医治
Cast out spirits.
然后赶出邪灵
See evil spirits overcome.
让这个邪灵能够被胜过
See, this is not just for special people.
所以这些不是只为某些特定的人预备
These are the signs that follow a believer.
这些神迹都要跟随每一个相信的人
So right now, I want to show you how you can experience the power of the Holy Spirit coming on you.
所以接下来我要示范给大家让你们知道怎么样能够从圣灵得到这个能力
Next chapter 2, it says, this gift is for you, for your children, and all who are afar off.
那在《使徒行传》第二章，我们看到神预备的这个能力是给你、你的儿女们，还有所有在远处的人。
So how can I be baptized in the Holy Spirit?
我们要怎么样被圣灵施洗
？In Mark 11, it says in verse 23.
这是在马可福音第十一章二十三节。
Whatever things you desire.
讲到说，凡是你所渴望的。
When you pray,
当你祷告
believe you receive them.
然后你要相信你会得到
and you shall have them.
那你就会得到
So if we wish to receive the power of the Holy Spirit,
所以我们如果希望能够得到圣灵的大能
there are some steps to position ourselves to receive.
我们能够按照几个步骤就可以得到
Very simple steps.
很简单的几个步骤
Of course, this is a gift to those who are believers in Jesus Christ.
那当然，这个是为相信耶稣基督的人预备的
When you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit,
当你得到了这个圣灵的洗
God's power comes upon you.
神的大能会临到你
One of the first signs of that is you're given a new language.
那其中一个它所象征它所这个彰显出来的就是说方言
Acts chapter 2 and verse 4
这个是在使徒行传第二章第四节
When the Holy Spirit came on them
当这个圣灵来到他们身上
They were filled
他们都被充满
Holy Spirit filled them
所以这个圣灵充满他们
There was great joy overflowed
就有一个很大的喜乐
And they began to speak in a language as the Holy Spirit gave them
所以当圣灵来到他们身上就给他们一个新的语言
So let me show you how you can receive
所以我现在来示范给大家
And then lead you in a prayer to receive
那待会会带大家做这个祷告
Whatsoever things you desire
刚刚讲到你所渴望的
When you pray
你祷告
Believe you receive them
然后相信你会得到
You shall have them
第四个你就必得到
So first desire
所以首先是你要渴望
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ
如果你是跟随耶稣基督的
And you desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit
然后你又渴望被圣灵充满
Then the next thing is to pray
那么第二个你要做的就是祷告
Prayer is to speak to God and ask Him for things
所谓的祷告就是你要来到神的面前向他有所祈求
Desire, prayer
所以第一个渴望，第二祷告。
Then faith, I must believe.
那第三个就是我要相信。
At the moment I pray,
就是当我祷告的那一刻
，God hears.
神就会听见。
And He will respond.
然后神会回应。
Believe you receive.
所以你就要相信，你就要得到。
So it's a decision to choose to believe God's word.
所以你这是你要做出一个决定，你相信。
That as we pray.
所以当我们的祷告
，He will respond to us.
相信他会回应。
Then we need to take a step of a faith.
那接下来我们要跨出信心的一步。
And to begin to express this new language.
就是开始要能够表现出这样的一个新的语言。
So this is what I want you to do right now, wherever you are.
所以接下来不管你在哪里。
You may wish to stand up.
你可能会想要站起来。
Close your eyes.
这个时候就请你闭上眼睛。
Open your heart.
打开你的心。
I'll lead you in a prayer.
我要带你做一个祷告。
And at the end of that prayer,
然后在祷告结束的时候
receive the Holy Spirit.
你就会得到圣灵。
One of the best ways to do that is just taking a deep breath.
那最好的一个领受的方式就是深呼吸。
And then begin to speak in tongues.
然后就开始说出新的语言。那你就开始敬拜耶稣。
So just lift your hands right now with me.
那现在跟着我们一起举起我们的手。
Jesus, I declare you are my Savior and Lord.
主耶稣，我要宣告你是我的救主和主。
I declare you've forgiven my sins.
我宣告你已经赦免我一切的罪。
That your Spirit's come to live in my heart.
你的灵要进来住在我里面。
I ask you now.
现在我求你。
Baptize me in the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来为我施洗。
I ask you now.
我求你。
To give me the gift of the Holy Spirit.
给我圣灵里面的恩赐。
And I believe right now.
我现在相信。
I can receive that gift.
我可以得到那个恩赐。
By faith, I receive the Holy Spirit.
凭信心，我要来接受圣灵。
I receive the gift of tongues.
我要接受这个方言祷告的恩赐。
And I honor you, Lord.
是的，主，我要尊荣你。
Holy Spirit.Come upon you now in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名要来充满你，临到你。
Be filled with the joy of the Lord.
你要被圣灵，被神的这个喜乐充满。
Let the blessing of God come on your life.
让神的喜乐和祝福要临到你的生命。
And I encourage you to practice that gift of praying in tongues.
那我要鼓励你开始持续的来用方言祷告。
And to join Good TV again.
然后能够在下一次继续来收看这个节目。
For our next session on spiritual authority.
收看我们这个系列的下一集。
God bless you.
愿神赐福大家。